Okay, what we have here is a donkey and a lot of people and a lot of participants and a lot of people who don't know who anybody else is, but we have a donkey which in human terms is considered a dumb animal. Isn't that right? A dumb animal. And we're all about meeting Jesus. And so we're looking at it this morning from the donkey's perspective. Have you ever had an occasion where you've walked down the street and someone has come up to you and they're all going, "Hi, Carlton, how are you?" And I'm standing there going, "What about you?" Because I can't actually remember who they are. I should recognize them, and if that happens to you, please don't take offense. But they're going, "Well, Carlton, how are you doing? What have you been up to this week?" And I'm going, "Oh, what about you? Yeah, things are going really, really well. Who is this? Who is this?" And that's about recognition, all right? So what I've done here this morning is to try and move us on from recognition to really knowing. Our donkey was amazing. He took a little while, but he really knew whom Jesus was at the end. So, I thought we'd do a little bit of a game. So, if you put up the next slide, please. Who's this? Shout it out. Who? So, you recognize who Postman Pat is? Do you know Postman Pat? Now, be honest. Do you know Postman Pat? No. Anybody ever met Postman Pat? Oh, really? What? Genuinely? The real Postman Pat? All right. Well, then you really know him. And you know exactly who he is. Next one. Who's that? All right, I'm almost afraid to ask. Has anybody ever met Mary Poppins? No. But we all know who it is. In fact, you can't even see her face. It's just a silhouette, but we all know that silhouette. That's Mary Poppins. All right. Next one. Go on. Simon. Well, you know, that could be a prophetic voice, that. You never know, but he'd have to change countries. There we go. Who is that? Justin Welby, who is the Archbishop of Canterbury. Has anybody ever met the Archbishop of Canterbury? There we go. Would you say, Trevor, that you know him? He is a bosom buddy? No, you do not. No? Okay. Next one. Children only, who's that? Who? Peppa Pig. Have anybody ever met Peppa Pig? Yes! Aww. Was she nice? Oh, she's got a donkey with her. Excellent. Okay, Peppa Pig. We recognize Peppa Pig. In fact, I don't. I was more familiar with Postman Pat. And everybody who answered on Postman Pat, you are of a certain generation. That's all I'm saying. All right. So, next one. This one, not very difficult at all. Who's that? And she is the? Anybody ever met Theresa May in the congregation? Oh, Trevor again. And, Asher, you've met Theresa May. But Trevor Douglas is name dropping through the service, as you can see. So no, I've never met her. Do you feel as if you know her though? Yes? Anybody feel as if they know her? Why is that? Why? We see so much of her. We hear so much from her. We read so much about her, isn't that right? So we see, we hear, and we read about these people. So you could feel as if you might know Theresa May. Who's that? Who's that? Did you not get the... You thought that was my Theresa May impression? No, who? He's Batman. That's not a bad impression of Batman, is it? Who feels as if they know Batman? I do. I'm a big fan of Batman. All right. So, we recognize, but we do not necessarily know. Okay? Which brings us to our donkey. Next one, please. To our donkey. All right. Here we have our donkey. Our donkey who's standing, minding his own business, enjoying the sunshine, loving the day, attending to the colt, and along comes a couple of guys who take him away. I mean, your first impression wouldn't be good. Sure it wouldn't? Your first impression, you're standing, minding your own business, and along comes a couple of guys and they take you away. They put their robes over your back. Curiouser and curiouser. And then this guy gets on your back. And in the moment, there is some sense of recognition. Nothing more at this time, just some sense of recognition as to who this person is. And it's maybe the weight of the individual, the way in which that individual smelt, the way in which he caressed the donkey's neck. Whatever happened, there was something for the donkey that knew. Picking up on what you've just witnessed and heard, and putting yourself in the place of the donkey. Hands up, everybody who wants to be a donkey. There you go. All right. So there was something that happened. But then, as the donkey carried Jesus and moved a little further into Jerusalem and got used to the weight on his back, that recognition became stronger. That journey spent with him brought knowledge. That journey spent with him brought understanding and insight. And then the crowds appeared. And the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna!" And looking at this man on your back and praising him to high heaven and suggesting that this person on your back was incredibly special. And maybe you strained to look round and see the person on your back in more detail while still trying to journey into Jerusalem. Maybe there was something happening now that became beyond recognition and you were starting to sense something different altogether. And then you get fully into the city center. The palm leaves are on the floor. This man on your back is being praised. He's probably waving at the crowds. And you suddenly know. Recognition has transformed into knowledge. Not by anything that you did, but by something that was happening by being with Jesus. By being with Jesus. Now, famously, in Scripture, next slide, Jesus himself asks the question in Matthew 16, 15, and 16. "But what about you," he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." But that didn't happen by accident. Peter's insight didn't happen by accident. He had spent time with Jesus. Jesus had called him. He had chosen to answer the call, but he had spent time with Jesus. He had moved now at this point beyond recognition to knowledge. He knew exactly whom Jesus was. And the piece in Scripture, if we read on, tells us how. So, from Matthew chapter 16. "Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. If we want to get to know whom Jesus really is, it would be logical to spend time with Jesus. If we want to get to know anyone and avoid the embarrassing situation on the street where you're standing going, what about you, with your mouth hanging open, we need to spend time with Jesus. That's our action, our deliberate choice, our intention to spend time with Jesus in Scripture, in prayer, in coming to church, in praising. We spend time, and over time, by the power of His Spirit, we get to know Him and know Him fully and properly. We can't expect it to happen as if by magic. We must be intentional and say, I want to know Jesus. Well, if you want to know Jesus, begin the journey in getting to know Him. Our donkey journeyed a short enough distance, and as our sketch has shown, in the journey, the recognition became knowledge. Not by anything that the donkey did of itself. You and I are the donkeys, but by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, God within us, we get to know Him. It's a lifelong journey. Thankfully, the donkey didn't have to go too far. But for each and every one of us, it's a lifelong journey. And we all know we have little hiccups along the way, where we're not as intentional as we would like to be, where we forget and have our moments on the street, where we're not as disciplined in coming to church or reading Scripture or praying or praising. We all know we have those little blips in our journey, little diversions which take us slightly off course. But a loving God knows exactly where the donkey needed to go, and He does that for you and for me. And so my question to you, the next slide, is do you know Jesus? You may well, sitting here this morning, recognize Him. But do you know Him? Do you want to know Him? Do you want to know more? Do you want to journey with Him? And the word journey has become terribly cliched these days. But it's an accurate statement of a life of faith in Jesus Christ. You and I are work in progress. From the moment we're reborn in Him to the moment where He takes us home, we are journeying. We are moving from recognition to knowing. And we don't do that by chance. It happens through the power of the Spirit, because we put ourselves in a place where we want to know Him. Do you know Jesus? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You are an awesome God. We thank You that You love us so very, very much. We want to journey with You. And we ask Your Holy Spirit to guide us, that in our journey we may get to know You more and more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.